What does that have to do with me? Robert Byrd, who used the N-word in 2001 several times, if a plane went down with Obama, Biden, Clinton, Pelosi, Robert Byrd would have been your president. He practically had KKK dental and a company f***ing car. He was as racist as it came. What does that have to do with me?
There is no disputing that. And no one circumstance can cover everybody, just like I can only speak for me. I can't speak for a race of people that has Flavor Flav Barack Obama. And so anything, you can call it individual. I can't.
It's rare that I get a lot of guests who I actually grew up watching as a kid. So right off the bat, he had a sitcom that I watched, loved it as a child up there in Canada. We didn't get a lot of entertainment. He has a nationally syndicated show, new program, I think, on television, Heartbreakers. I want to make sure I get this right. Comedy tour across the country. D.L. Hughley, thanks so much for being on the show, man.
How you doing, Mr. Crowder? You all right?
I am doing okay. Now, I'm honestly very appreciative that you've come on the show because we probably wouldn't agree on a whole lot.
I don't care to disagree with people. I guess ultimately it makes for interesting conversation.
It does. But I will say, you know, it seems like we're in an era where that's not really allowed. And you don't see a lot of people going on sort of, I guess, competing programs. Now, I do want to just sort of lay the stage here really quickly. What caught my eye, and I felt sympathetic because I saw you face the wrath of the Twitter social justice warriors.
You know what's funny about facing wrath? I grew up on 135th and Avalon, so if you mean tweet, means absolutely nothing to me. It's hilarious that people think that just because they have a keyboard and 140 characters that that can alter my opinion. I mean, I'm sure generally the public is altered by that, but I didn't necessarily feel, if their attempt was to make me feel intimidated or to make me feel any level of backlash. I can't say that I do.
Well, okay. Well, before we get into that, because I want to get into what exactly people have been doing with you or if they have been trying to intimidate you. So this all was spawned from some comments you made about Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
So
yeah, I was in New York. I was, had a gig. So we're doing some promotion. So, I have a place in New York. So I'm walking down the street. TMZ, as they often do. I mean, I've talked to him a million times. Asked me my opinion of Caitlyn Jenner, and I said, and went in the Etsy, and I said that, Arthur Ashe, was a civil rights, about the civil rights, Arthur Ashe played a segregated sport in a segregated, came from a segregated state, and he got AIDS and basically was a face of AIDS. And before that time, AIDS was, a pariah. People called it a gay plague, and they thought it was God's wrath. And he gave it such a human face that it started to change opinion. And he really died in service of people. Caitlyn Jenner put on the dress.
Don't forget the Botox. Don't forget the Botox.
Right. And then they asked me, did I think she was attractive? And, of course, I do not. I think she looks like Mrs. Doubtfire and every teacher I ever had. I mean, listen, I'm not – and I think that, one person can't be, the carry the water for entire movement. I think I wasn't talking to all transgender people. Like, I think Laverne Cox did it right. She sprung for the premium package. I mean, she got all the bells and whistles. But Bruce Jenner just got a sex change at Earl Shive. It's just hilarious to me. So,
yeah. Well, Bruce Jenner didn't even get a sex change. He still got the twigs and berries.
Right. It's amazing that you get your statue while you still got a dick. Boy, that's what's amazing to me. That's hilarious to me. So I think that, to me, when something like that happens, I've always kind of given my opinion, and I think that it is a shame to me that whether I've agreed with people or not, like when Don Imus said what he said, I threw the same kind of rap, but defended his right to say it. To me, right is right, wrong is wrong, and if people can't, ultimately, I'm going to exercise my right to say what I want, and I refuse to be kind of swayed by whatever public opinion.
Right. Well, on that note, I want to ask you something, because what I noticed, and I want to know if you noticed this, right away the accusations came out. You're a transphobe. You're an anti-transgender bigot. Did you experience that, and do you see that as a way for people who might disagree with you on a point to just try and silence the dialogue before you can even make your point? Just, you're a transphobe.
Well, I think that's a kind of a pedestrian way to do that. Phobic means I fear. I don't know what I would have to fear from a transgender person or anybody else. I remember when I defended John Idol, they said that I hated black women, which is ridiculous. I've been married to one for 30 years. So I think that people they choose the simplest narrative, and the narrative is if you have an opposition to somebody, you make a joke about somebody, that you must hate it or fear it. And neither one of those truths are true in this particular case.
Right. Well, so you face that. And I'll tell you what, does it give you maybe pause? Because I will say this, you know, glad you're coming on the program, but you have thrown those insinuations toward black conservatives or conservatives in general that they're inherently prejudiced.
I just think that I don't necessarily, black or white, the conservative viewpoint is in mind. And I think that what tends to happen, most conservatives, black conservatives, tend to be people that black people don't like in general. And, so it's just, to me, I'm going to tell you what it is I think, and I think that there is, I can't even think of anybody that by and large would be respected in both communities. That's just, you know, a true observation from my perspective.
Right. But my question is, you know, as someone who has had a lot of, you know, black conservatives on this program, and obviously, listen, I lean to the right. I was raised in socialist Canada. I'm sure I know you've been to Montreal. I think I actually watched your set at the Just for Laughs as a young boy. So I don't come from this sort of, you know, Robert Byrd backwoods KKK American background. But you have made you did say that Republicans sort of look like Nazi Germany, or you wouldn't see Black Lives Matters T-shirts at GOP convention. I get that you're a comedian, but you have leveled that criticism towards conservatives sometimes in a generality. Do you feel like?
And I think that's no different than Fox levels there are some people level their criticism toward liberals. I don't think that's any different. I think that it's ultimately. Where some total of our life experiences. When you hear black conservatives say, like what Ben Carson said, that Obamacare is worse than slavery, what do you think black people are going to think about that? Let me be specific. What do you think I, as a black person, am going to think about that?
What do you think all conservatives, including black or white, think when you say that Republicans don't care about black people?
I'll tell you what, the proof is, I don't know that I've ever said that, but the proof is in the pudding. Here's what I find particularly confounding. I think that you'll find a number of Tea Party conservatives who are very angry and are concerned about...
Who are the only ones, by the way, the only ones who defended you in the Jenner scandal. I do want to note that. They defended your free speech.
I think the UC was right. I think the UC was right. You actually were the only people that defended Bill Maher when he had his death up. I think that there is a and that was a principled argument, one I've made on the other end myself. So I think turnabout is fair play. I've made arguments for people that have the right to express themselves. So I don't think that's an inconsistent argument. What I will say in terms of the point I was making earlier is you will have a situation where people are angry that the government is overstepping its boundaries and they're worried about jackbooted thugs oppressing people's rights. But when they see what's happening to black people all across the country, they're silent. And that, to me, is a level of inconsistency that,
Yeah, I'm not seeing that, though. I'm not seeing that. And I'm just saying, in the spirit of respectful disagreement, I've not seen that. I've never heard any Republicans or conservatives say that they believe that should be policy. I will say I've seen deafening silence from black liberals, even such as yourself, on, you know, the violence in Chicago or the kind of atmosphere that Barack Obama's created.
Okay, but let's not conflate the issue. The violence in Chicago is horrible, and the violence in Chicago is dealt with. A black person who kills a black person is going to jail. It's going to jail, and they should go to jail. So let's not.
So is a white person.
Black people killing black people is. And when people make that argument to me, black people kill black people 90% of the time. White people kill white people around 86% of the time. Latins kill at about the same ratio. So it is not an anomaly that's specific. It's just people kill the people they're close to.
No, but what is an anomaly is the number at which black people kill white people compared to the other side. Yeah. And people have said it in retort to you accusing them of being racist. That's my point here is.
Well, you know that's absolutely not true. You know, more black people have been killed by white people than ever have been killed by black people.
And you do know white people are arrested, on average, much more likely to be arrested, young white men, than black people. I mean, do you want to get into the race thing? Yeah, I have it up on my website. I'll bring it up on the screen right now. My point is this. I defended your right to free speech, right? And I think you saw that people were trying to silence you, and I hate that. But do you think that you have in the past, and I will say that I do, and then I'll give you the floor, have been guilty of doing that same thing of trying to silence conservatives, kind of like you're doing now, by insinuating racism.
There's absolutely. Listen, let me be clear. I said what I said about Bruce Jenner and was unwilling, and whether but I wasn't as concerned about what people. You coming into my defense is admirable, but my position would have been my position even alone. So I don't. Yeah. I mean, to
but
me,
let me explain to you why.
If I made a statement, then I'm prepared to stick by that statement, regardless of what. He comes with it. It doesn't make me a difference. I mean, ultimately,
it does. And let me explain to you why, DL. And this is a big difference between the left and the right. Okay, I've never seen the right, and I know that there is no systematic movement from the right to try and remove someone like you from the airwaves for your opinion. They try and do that with me on a regular basis. Remember when you did this, right? You tweeted it out. I defended you right away. We can pull these up. People said, really? You're going to side with a Confederate flag waving racist? And I sent you a column that I wrote condemning the Confederate flag.
Wait a minute. You're conflating. I never said that to you.
No, you didn't. But here's the point. The same people who were saying that to you are the same people who try and silence me to insinuate that I'm a racist. They insinuate you're a transphobe and I'm a racist.
The same nebulous people who are saying whatever they're saying are people I wouldn't be able to identify or know. So to even kind of conflate my opinion with theirs is one I don't accept.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying when you say Republicans look like Nazi Germany, I'm arguing it's kind of similar.
Well, let me tell you something. What is your party? What is the Republican Party comprised of?
The Republican Party, what are you talking about? The entire party, the platform right now where we have women, we have black people, we have Latinos, Cubans.
You certainly do not have a representative. Your demographics don't match any one of those. It doesn't match black. It doesn't match Latin. It's primarily composed of white men. Primarily.
What does that have to do with the ideas? I don't understand. See, again, you're playing identity politics, the same things people did with you.
I saw a picture of all white people, and they had a sign that looked very nationalistic. It looked very motherland. It looked very much like the Nazi Germany poster, and I made a comment on how similar that looked. That still does not change when I look at the picture now.
Okay.
I would still make the same comment.
That's fair.
I wasn't saying that you were Nazi. I said that picture looked like it.
But that in combination with Black Lives, you won't see Black Lives Matter T-shirts at GOP conventions. I'm saying there's
prove me wrong.
What about the fact? Well, how about because we don't want to focus on? First off, I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative. I would never wear a Black Lives Matter T-shirt because I believe that all lives matter, and I believe that an issue. No. Let me finish. Let me make a point here. The issue has been conflated. For example, when you have cops who are now facing being offed in record numbers because you have an administration and pundits like you who irresponsibly create a more racially tense environment. I was raised in a post-racial North America. It's worse than ever because of people calling people Nazis.
Let's be clear. I made a joke about a Black Lives Matter T-shirt. I've never been one to advocate. I think all lives do matter. Let's be clear. But when black kids are slaying, there was an incident that happened to a young guy, kid named Tamir Rice in Cleveland. He was playing with a toy gun. The cop that killed him was fired by Independence Police Department in Ohio.
Terrible case. I agree with you 100%.
For being a terrible police officer, they believed that no amount of training would make him a viable officer. He was hired in Cleveland, and the first thing many on the right did was rush to defend that police officer. A 12-year-old boy did. The child should never be responsible. It was the gun manufacturers, it was the adults in the room, and it was certainly ill training on the police department. What I constantly see is the conservatives, even if
they don't say I would disagree. I would say it's the responsibility of the officer, and he should be punished.
And I've never once heard that position. It's easy to defend somebody when they.
How could you have not heard that position? Even my producer here, who's not a conservative, who's a sort of right wing Christian, holds that position. Okay, I'll accept that. Let's say that's the truth, and no Republicans cared about Tamir Rice. I haven't seen that, but let's assume that. If that's the case,
you haven't seen what?
I have not seen Republicans who have defended the cop in the Tamir Rice case. But let me real quick. No, I have not. I have not. And this is what I do. Now, I certainly haven't. So let me speak for myself here. If we do that, can we both agree that maybe you need to apologize to someone like Darren Wilson for jumping to conclusions on the other side when he was assaulted?
Wait. Let's be clear. I believe that Darren Wilson only was proven guilty. Darren Wilson benefited from a couple of things. I certainly believe that he's guilty of what he was charged with. I would never apologize. I certainly believe Darren Wilson murdered that boy.
So the grand jury testimony, none of those things matter.
The reason we have federal laws in place where the jury can, because juries are insidious. It would be as if the Wayans brothers were the prosecutor, the police officer, and the judge, and the grand jury. You know how.
Well, no, that's not the case because including the prosecuting attorneys have to clear it, and you're talking about a grand jury in that area with many people who are black. So I don't accept the premise.
Well, let me hold on one second.
I want to get back to where we agree. My point is this: it's just a genuine question. Do you think? And this is just because I really do like you and I think you're funny. And I'm not just saying that because I know conservatives are going to get mad to hear this. We have a lot of independent libertarians who listen to the show. Do you think, though, that some of the things that you have said that have been, listen, let's be honest, and sometimes it's a joke, so I have more leeway for comedians, insinuating that conservatives or Republicans are racist, generally that can be designed to silence dialogue, just like the people who said you can't have an opinion because you're a transphobe?
Here's the thing. I appreciate, honestly, that you're defensive of me. But really, honestly, if I would have – I say what I say, and I understand I'm willing to take the consequences. And I certainly, most certainly do not believe that it is the equivalent of the other side. It is the equivalent of me telling a joke and giving an observation about Bruce Jenner or trans folk and them saying, oh, he's a bigot, oh, he's anti-this. And it's the same thing on the other side. I make jokes that are from my perspective, and some people don't like them, and I understand it. If I feel bad about them, I certainly apologize. I don't feel bad about people's misunderstanding of what I said about Bruce Jenner.
Sure.
And the examples that you've given me right now, I don't feel bad about those either. I don't. So I can understand that, to me, you're basically kind of doing what you're accusing other people of doing, is trying to make me feel a certain way about a joke.
No, I didn't. I asked a question. I asked a question about and brought up some examples where you have leveled generalizations against conservatives.
When you reference the Nazi the picture, you can't tell me that you can put those pictures side by side and it doesn't have a tinge of that. Even the slogan they would use that.
I can.
Well, then I think you're being disingenuous.
Okay.
And I think that most people
that's the pivotal difference. That's the pivotal difference, Mr. Hughley. You believe in ascribing motive. You just I asked you a question and let your ideas stand. You told me this is your motive, Stephen. You're disingenuous. And I don't believe in arguing that way. And that's what people did to you.
Let's do this. The third most powerful Republican in the country in 2002 went to gave a speech at an event sponsored by David Duke. Right? Sponsored by David Duke. And he got to say, I wasn't aware that they were, this was a separatist or a white white power organization. I was unaware of that. And everybody, the third most powerful Republican in the country. And so it's rife with examples of stuff like that.
What does that have to do with me? Robert Byrd, who used the N-word in 2001 several times, if a plane went down with Obama, Biden, Clinton, Pelosi, Robert Byrd would have been your president. He practically had KKK dental and a company f***ing car. He was as racist as it came. What does that have to do with me?
There is no disputing that. And no one circumstance can cover everybody, just like I can only speak for me. I can't speak for a race of people that has flavor Barack Obama. And so anything, you can call it anything. I can't, and nor do I pretend to. But I will give you my opinion. And in my opinion, too many times, things like that specific incident, no one said anything about it. Well, that was 12 years ago. That was 10 years ago. And so your party is rife with examples.
No. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I believe you're smarter than that. I believe you're smarter than taking a racist Republican from 2002 and using that against me in this debate. My point is this.
No. Here's what's hilarious to me.
Tell me what's hilarious.
If a young black man are always, they kind of lump all young black men. And I'm not saying you specifically, but let's say from certainly a circle of friends that you know.
No. You're more likely to lump them in than I am. You just lumped them all into one stat.
To say, well, they were all wearing hoodies. Well, they were all, they all listen to rap music. Or they crime is high in black hood. So I can understand. You've heard those things, and let's not pretend you haven't. You've heard those kinds of arguments. Well, they wear hoodies.
I don't know. Again, you just lumped a whole bunch of arguments to an entire group of people.
I will say this. And I think that from a lot of people on the right, they are not uncomfortable making those leaps in logic based on. And so, to me.
Like the one you just made.
The other way is true, too. It is if a young black men can all be thugs and all white, then people can look at a number of white men and think that they're racist.
I've never heard anyone say that. I've never heard anyone say that. Just like I've never heard you say.
But I can't imagine what world you're living in when you pretend like.
Yeah, it's reality. It's reality. We didn't have a secret meeting behind black people's back. People like me and Alfonso Rachel and Larry Elder, who we just had on, we didn't all have a meeting and say we hate black people. But I did just hear you level some criticism.
Larry Elder is a whole different thing.
Okay, that's fair. Let me say this, and I do want to find some common ground to leave it with an olive branch, because I appreciate you very much. And listen, most guys don't have the balls to go on any show where people disagree, so I have immense amount of respect for that. What I am saying is, let me sort of crystallize it this way, DL. I do not believe for a second, okay, for a second, that you hate transgender people. I don't believe for a second that you are afraid of them. And all I ask is for leftists like yourself to give that exact same benefit of the doubt to conservatives rather than ascribing motive.
Well, here's the thing.
Is that fair?
You seem to need to be a... Let me give you my analysis of what you said. And certainly that would be fair if that were the fair of the day. And oftentimes it isn't. If people were as fair as you and as open-minded as you, then we don't have these conversations. But we do. And we have them because some of the assertions that I've made, you watch any – if I could send you tapes of things from people on Fox News saying exactly these things.
I was on Fox News for 4.5 years. I've never heard anyone on Fox News go on and say all black kids are thugs, black lives don't matter.
That.
You did. You did. You said if they can say all black kids have hoodies, if all black kids are thugs, I've never heard anyone say that. As a matter of fact, the one I did is Geraldo Rivera, who is not very smart, and he's a liberal.
What I have said is they will lump off, they'll say, well, crime is high in black areas, or young black men. Geraldo himself, he got shot because he's wearing a hoodie.
He's a liberal. He's a liberal. He's not very bright.
You just made the assertion that you've never heard somebody on Fox.
No, I literally just said it, but you kept interrupting me. No, let me say this for a second, just so you don't look foolish. I said it as you were speaking. I said nobody except Geraldo, who's a liberal. That's exactly what I said.
I've heard Hannity say these things. I have heard, and arguably they're not news people, they're getting op-ed pieces. So when you say, I've never heard that on that network, that is patently false, and you know it.
I didn't know. No, it's not. It's not patently false. See, again, you're ascribing motive. And this is why these conversations happen, DL, and you refuse to see the logic in it. You just made an assumption.
You just described
the motive. I said the exact words, DL. My exact words were, I've never heard anyone say it except for Geraldo Rivera, who's not that bright and is a liberal. That's exactly what I said. Why are you going back to that? I gave you that one. Geraldo said the hoodie thing.
Okay. What I am telling you,
and he's a liberal,
is that he's a long way from a liberal now, and you know it.
No, I don't know it. I don't know it. He accused me of being too conservative on his program. He's a nice guy. I like him. He's wrong.
You know what you're doing, Lance? I told you I heard something on Fox News. You argue, and maybe except for him, and he's this or that.
No, that's not what you said. What you said, that's not what you said. You said you can hear these kinds of things all the time on Fox News. These kinds of things were all young black people are thugs. They were all wearing hoodies. That's very different from Geraldo Rivera, one liberal with a mustache, said Trayvon was wearing a hoodie. Those are very different.
Let me be clear. Okay. I've heard Sean Hannity say it.
Okay.
I've heard Bill O'Reilly say it. I've heard guests that they were interviewing come on and say it. So let's not pretend I haven't heard it.
No, but you've made the claim, and you've made the claim. For example, here's the thing. If you go to a college debate club, Mr. Hughley, if you say, I've heard plenty of Republicans say, all young black people are thugs, all young black people are wearing hoodies, you have to rationalize that statement. And Geraldo Rivera doesn't count.
Let's suffice it to say this.
Okay.
Proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding.
Let's just speak in some soundbite platitude that Oprah would like. How about backing up your assertions? You made some very, very serious assertions.
I just very clearly backed up my assertion.
No, you didn't.
I told you exactly what I said. I said specifically, you may be exception. Oh, Geraldo, I don't care who it is. That conversation was happening at a time when we were all talking about why black men are finding themselves dead in the street. And the other assertion, the conservative agenda has never made, certainly very recently, hasn't made an outreach to black people. Doesn't care. You want the kind of black people that agree with you. You want the kind of black people that have the same purpose, or seem to want the same kind of black people as a Larry Elder type. And let's be clear. It would be advantageous to have black people speak for you that
other black people respect.
Yeah. So people like Larry Elder, Colin Powell, Clarence Thomas, Condoleezza Rice, Ben Carson shouldn't be respected.
Colin Powell.
See, again, you take one example. One example.
I gave you five examples.
Okay, let's take away Colin Powell. Ben Carson.
Colin Powell is not very proud of the conservative movement right now.
Ben Carson, Alan West, Alfonso Rachel, Larry Elder.
One of those men that could be welcome in any black neighborhood in the country.
Well, whose fault is that?
Theirs.
It's theirs. It's not you calling Republicans Nazis or racists.
You can't blame me for somebody not liking their message.
No, I blame the arguing tactics you used here in ascribing motive for creating racial tension.
If you're marketing somebody, if you market something and the people don't buy it, do you look at the people or the market?
The people of the market?
If you market a product and it isn't moving off the shelf, is it your marketing? Is it your message? Or is it
you think the New Deal, you think Detroit, they've marketed those things really effective to black people?
You think
the black community is better off?
Talking about right now would know anything about that besides a history book. You know, anybody?
I think every black person in Detroit would know exactly what's been marketed to them, and it's destroyed Detroit and the black community.
You conflated two things. You mentioned Lyndon Johnson. You mentioned Lyndon Johnson.
So the great society.
To specifically say, getting back to what I said before, you mentioned a bunch of people who would not A, be welcome in a lot of black neighborhoods, mm-hmm. or B, feel comfortable in it. Comfortable in it.
Really? You don't think Herman Cain? You don't think Herman? I mean, Herman Cain, for crying out loud. You think Barack Obama has more cred than Herman Cain? You don't think Herman Cain, as a black American in Georgia?
Let's be clear. You can't pick the black people that black people like. You can't tell me what it is.
No, I can't pick black people that you like because you speak on behalf of all black people. There are plenty of black people who like Herman Cain.
There is a reason that you traditionally only get less than 10%. You can't say that that's black people's fault. That is in your message.
That's not in my message.
People you choose to carry your water. What you're in essence saying is that they don't get it. Marketing. If you buy dog food and the dogs don't eat your product is or your marketing.
We're gonna have to go through this with the oh crap button for the terrestrial broadcast. Listen, I completely disagree. I know you're a busy man. I do hope that we can discuss this again. My point is I defend your right to say it. I don't believe you're a transphobe. I hope people hear this. And I do hope, I do say this genuinely, beyond the sensationalism of radio, beyond us debating on air, the only thing that you've done that I find alarming, I have no problem with you having a point of view, is ascribing a motive to your opposition.
Well, you know what? In that regard, I'm like most people on the right. I'm like a lot of people on the right.
Okay, in this conversation, you're the only one who did it. Fair?
When they constantly ascribe a motive.
Is that fair? In this conversation, only you did it.
When they constantly ascribe a motive to this president or black people in general, here's the thing. I'll say this, Lance. I've been on Bill O'Reilly. I've gone to show. I'm not afraid to talk to anybody about anything.
Right.
I'll tell you this. If you want the conservative movement to take root places, you as well as I know, that you have to change either the marketing, the message, or the product. That's a fair statement, right?
I completely agree. The marketing, the packaging sucks.
Right. So if it is that black people don't, by and large, you can poll people, they do not have a very high approval. Now, Colin Powell did, certainly. And I think he could have done something, but he doesn't seem to be of that ilk now. He doesn't seem to have that opinion now.
Okay.
But when you tell me about Herman Cain, when you tell me about Larry Elder, when you tell me about Alan
okay,
West,
okay, but we have to go here in a second. We're going to lose the time. Is it fair to say, you just talked about, I'm talking about you and I, would it be fair to say that in this conversation between D.L. Hughley and Steven Crowder, you were the only one to ascribe a motive to me by saying I was disingenuous?
Well, it is unfair to say it's fair to say this, because I'm going to tell you from my perspective. Like, for instance, you brought up the picture of Nazi Germany. In terms of Xbox, I've given you an example of stuff that I do. But I wouldn't say I ascribed a motive to you. I've ascribed a motive to people that seem to be of your opinion.
Okay, but you did say I was being disingenuous. You said I was disingenuous. And I'm just saying I'm not.
Well, I tell you what. In that particular instance, I thought you were. I think that you, when you say to me, you said to me you never had heard that you worked at Fox for 4 years and you never heard it, except for. Well, the exception is the very thing that I heard. So that to me seemed to be disingenuous if you were saying okay. that it had never happened before. That made me feel like I was lying or obfuscating or telling you something that wasn't true.
Yeah. I stand by what I said because you made some pretty outlandish claims, and I was saying I've not heard those. I still haven't heard those.
Okay, except for Geraldo, right?
That's not what you claimed. Again, that's not what you claimed. You claimed all Republicans. Geraldo
right
is a
now?
Liberal, is a Democrat card-carrying liberal, okay, voted Obama twice.
I don't know if liberals would say that.
But my point is, I said, again, you said they say all young black people are thugs. No.
I didn't
you
say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And this is the problem with the internet, is people can literally rewind this 20 minutes and hear exactly what you said.
Let's be clear.
Okay.
I said if people make these assertions, what they do is they go, hey, you know, there's a high crime area. Black people, you know, they wear hoodies and people are scared. And that's the argument I was making. So if it came out a little different than that,
okay.
then that's, to me, a lawyer's job.
Okay, that's well, I think we can both agree we don't need more lawyers in the middle of these conversations.
That's to me what people say when they hang up on the word. I believe sincerely in what I'm saying. I believe I have an obligation to speak. There's a reason why I can go on any show in the country. There's a reason I can do it.
Right.
There's a reason you don't see a lot of – I can, whether it's Bill Maher or Bill O'Reilly, it don't make any difference. And I'll be the exact same person. There's a reason I can defend Don Imus, or there's a reason I can defend my right to say, because I'm exactly who I am.
That
I
is absolutely
in
true.
In my heart, the things I say are true. I believe in my heart there is it's specifically either is apathetic toward. Here's what I'll say: the reason that your movement is not registering with people that are like me is not because of me. It's not because of me. It's not because of I'm willfully hateful. It's not because I'm ignorant or don't understand. It is because it does not seem to be welcoming to me.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be. And the men that you pick to carry your water.
No. See, that's not fair. I've not picked any of those people to carry my water. I was at Fox News for 4.5 years, and I left. Listen, we have to go. We've missed breaks. I've been horribly unprofessional. DL, I really appreciate you coming on. You're right. You are consistent. Even though I think you're wrong, I do appreciate that you're willing to go on any form. I do appreciate you taking the time. And yes, I still think you're wrong. But Mr. Hughley, thank you so much. We'll be back louder with Crowder. Stay tuned. Sorry we went over. If you like this video, you want to subscribe. You just didn't know it yet, but I just let you know. You click my face, boom, it's done. Or you can watch one of these videos next to me if you're not quite sure yet. If you're not quite sure yet, you're video curious, which means that you're just selfish.